Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. The Rad Reality Show. Manic Monday.
Run away, blowing smoke. You blow so for me. It's going broke. After the fall isn't on you ever so. Reality is a howling reality that comes from above. God is God. There's no bigger love. His reality will welcome us back. Trust and obey. There is no other way.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday at 7 p.m. and Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Tonight, we have a special guest. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday. And that means it's time for...
Everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Hi, everyone. It's April 27th, 2015. I'm Cherry Garcia. This is the Rad Reality Show Network, and we're really glad to have you here with us tonight. It's time for the Manic Monday Show with host Michelle Costas from Big Brother 10, or you may also know her as the Portuguese Princess from Providence. But however you know her, and by whatever you know her by, you know she's always putting on a great show here on Mondays to do the Manic Monday show. And tonight she's doing it again with one of our very favorite guests, Jillian Larson from Survivor Gabon, and also the founder of Reality Rally, one of the most amazing, respected, and successful reality charity events in the nation. They just wrapped up the 2015 Reality Rally event, and we can't wait to hear from Jillian to find out what some of her favorite memories are from the event. And I found out there was even a marriage proposal on the red carpet this year. So that was a first, I believe. But most importantly is how much Michelle's place benefits from this amazing event. And we all see the hard work and dedication that Jillian and her massive team of volunteers puts into Reality Rally all year round. So this is everyone's opportunity to call in and say thank you to Jillian and perhaps share your story. If you were in attendance out at Reality Rally in Temecula, tell us what a fun time you had out there. We'd love to hear from you. Find out what your experience was out there. We want to hear from you tonight. The number is 1-347-237-5506. Once you get on our switchboard, please press 1. That lets us know that you want to join us on air. Now, switching gears just a bit, I'm going to say a quick congratulations to Paul from Minnesota. His team beat my St. Louis Blues in Game 6. And his team moves on to round 2 of the playoffs. And So we're going to say a quick hi to Paul so he can talk about his Minnesota team for a bit. And then we're going to bring up our host, Michelle Costa, and get this Monday started. Paul, how are you, hon?
Hi, Cherry. Hi, everyone. I am doing well. Thank you for your congrats. It's really strange, and this is the honest truth. You can even ask Joe. I said that I was so happy for us, but at the same time, I feel so badly for you and your St. Louis Blues. I have empathy for what you just went through because a lot of our Minnesota sports teams have done the same thing over the years, gotten, you know, so far, and then we fans get, you know, disappointed. So I am excited.
Well, in all honesty, if you would have let me last week, I wanted to play that song. And in all honesty, that was probably the one and only time I had to sort of promote my team. If you would have let me play that, the one thing I was going to say after the song ended was that that was probably the only chance I was going to get to sort of root for the Blues, and I fully expected your team to move forward. And
well, then you misunderstood me. I never said don't
you shut
play
me
that
down,
song.
So,
I did not shut you down. Oh my God, what are you talking about?
Let's carry on.
All right. Before this gets out of hand, I do want to wish my sister a happy birthday tomorrow. So go ahead.
I do hope that your sister has a wonderful birthday, and congratulations to your team. Let's bring up our host. Here's our intro. Let's get this party started. Welcome, Michelle Costa. How are you, dear?
All I have to say is, rear. Little cat fight going on there. Rear. The nails are out. Rear. Paul, put out those nails. Rear. A little bit of, you know, haterade to me. But, no, it's kidding. Hello, everybody. It's Manic Mondays. Welcome back to another fantastic week. I know it's your least favorite day of the week until Manic Mondays on, and we are live. I'm excited. A couple things I want to talk about first before we probably have guests up coming up. Two things I want to talk about real quick. Number one, I just want to say happy birthday to my grandma up in heaven. I love you, Vova, so much, and I miss you so much. And tell Vova hi. And I also want to say, all of us here on Manic Monday, I'm sure everybody listening out there and watching what's going on right now in Baltimore, you know, I'm sure Cherry's probably having a little flashback moments, but we're, you know, hoping that everything works out okay there. There's riots going on right now, burning of cars, looting, burning of buildings, and it's unfortunate what's happening there due to the death of a person arrested and how they were put in the back of the car. We don't really know the details of how it happened yet fully. But I feel like it's like every day it's a new, like, crazy cop versus, you know, kind of like a racial crime. Don't you guys think it's like getting old? Like, I mean, it's crazy.
It really is. I understand that there needs to be some things fixed in our system. But that being said, looting and burning buildings down and the way they're going about it is not the way to do it. I mean, it just isn't. It's horrible.
And the family. the family comes out there and, you know, after their service for their son who they lost, and like the town's on fire. And, you know, it's, I think the reason why it's so emphasized more now than it used to be, we knew what was happening, is because all these videos are coming out of, like, you can actually see, you know, it happening. And at that point, when you see video, it's not he said, she said anymore. You know, there might be points of the actions that we don't see because, you know, sometimes there's surveillance cameras on buildings and they just monitor certain areas. But you get the gist of what's happening and you're like watching this like, I can't believe I'm watching what I'm watching, you know.
Don't it's you think not that just a he big... said, she said kind of thing between, you know, a victim and a cop anymore either. There's videos of the actual incident, you know, and when people see it for themselves, it does, you know, brings up emotions. And,
yeah.
You know, you have to have a way to, there's a right and a wrong way to go about bringing change. And this way certainly doesn't honor the victim or the family. And it doesn't
two wrongs will make a right.
Real change. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's not making anything better. It's making it worse. I mean, a friendly protest, even though it's kind of like, unfortunately, where do you draw the line of friendly and non-friendly? And, you know, people take it to it. One person can turn this entire kind of peaceful protest into a disarray. And, oh, gosh, it's sad to see, Cherry and Paul. It really is.
You know, the looting and the burning of buildings, I mean, that's just, you know, tearing down your own community and hurting your own community. Those people now have loss of jobs, loss of businesses, and the monetary impact on the community builds up. I mean, we've seen it here in Ferguson, and it's awful.
It
and a lot
awful.
Of those businesses won't rebuild. And it doesn't help anyone. And people are losing their jobs because of what these people are doing. And that's not going to help anybody.
No. It's making a scenario that's already bad even worse. And so I just hope that everybody out there, you know, just stop what you're doing. Think about what you're doing. You know, retreat, you know. But, you know, let's move on. But we could talk about this all day. And you know what? The thing is, it's going to happen again tomorrow, something new. But
yeah.
Tonight we have a special guest that's going to be calling in, and it's going to be Jillian Larson, a survivor, Gabon. And she's going to talk about Reality Rally, which she has turned from a little seed into a teenage baby at this point. And she's going to turn it into even bigger things. So she'll be on soon. And we have a surprise guest that's going to be calling in. We weren't quite sure that they were going to be able to make it because they were, you know, we have very busy people that come on here. And they're
well,
flying.
Well, we did
get
your first guest on the switchboard already.
All right. Well, that guest was at Reality Rally. So let's get started with our first guest. Let's bring him up, Cherry.
Let's do this. I can't wait. Miss Jillian Larson, thank you so much for coming on tonight. How are you, dear?
I'm great, Cherry. Thank you so much for having me back again. And thank you, Michelle, too. And hello, Paul. You guys have been so, so awesome for all the years that we've been doing Reality Rally. And I really, really value it. And thank you. Really appreciate it as well.
Well, welcome on, Jillian. It's Michelle. Me and you have talked many times and welcome you back on Tomatic Monday. I can't believe it's been 5 years completed. It's, like I say, every time for me, the most important moment of the entire time is going to Michelle's place and just really understanding what the whole purpose of the money that's been donated, why we've been talking about this, why we've been promoting it. And, Jillian, I just want to say, first off, thank you so much for all that you do and all the volunteers. Oh, my gosh. Talk a little bit about that.
You know,
I mean,
if
you can put it into a few words.
I know. There's no such thing as a nutshell with Reality Rally. And you know, it's the most amazing event that brings so many components together. The first thing, of course, is fundraising for Michelle's Place. Breast Cancer Resource Center, young Michelle died at 26 because she was misdiagnosed, touched my heart when I read her story about 8, 9, 10 years ago. And that's why we do what we do for them. Love the Watson family. They are just such a wonderful couple, and, you know, or the brother and the all the relatives, and the center that they provide these services for is nothing like it in this whole Southern California area, below Santa Barbara anyway. And we're very, very blessed to have this facility, and that's why we do what we do. Beyond that, it is promotion of Michelle's Place. So if somebody gets out of a shower and finds a lump, they will know, hey, what do I do? Well, call Michelle's Place. It's in the phone book. It's Google it. And they have somewhere to turn, because how many of us would really know what to do if that's the case? Then, of course, it's promoting Temecula and bringing together so many parts and pieces and people of Temecula. It's amazing how many people hop on, and every single year. I mean, we've just done our fifth year, and I am in awe every year at how people join what we do. And I was talking to somebody, I've had meetings basically since Reality Rally, tying up, because I value feedback, and I meet with every component as much as I can, and or on the phone or in person preferably. And I was saying to somebody today, in fact, I met with a city this morning, and I said, you know, the reason why this is so successful is because we're all in it for our heart. We make nothing out of this. Not one of us has paid a penny. But we all put in endless hours of time to make this event what it is. And then, of course, the sponsors, mm-hmm. we couldn't do it without them. We had 136 sponsors this year that all played a major part in it. And you guys essentially are, you know, our promotional sponsors. So thank you for that. And then, of course, it's the reality stars who come to the event to help make it, you know, fun. And it's all about fun for fun. That's why I tagged it that. And it is. It's a great weekend, and it's all about raising money, awareness, promoting our town, having fun, having a place where reality stars can actually come and have fun together and meet up with people of their previous, you know, from their own shows, and others meet others from other shows. It's just crazy. It's just a crazy, crazy fun weekend. The bottom line is always raising money and awareness for Michelle's Place, and self-help, you know, for your own health. Take care of your health, because you've only got one life to live. So live it and love it and do it.
Absolutely, Jillian. And we actually had a conversation last week, and I said to Jillian, I mean, what you do is amazing. I wish I could multiply you by a million people. Do you remember that, Jillian?
Well, you know what?
And
I
you said,
by several hundred.
Yeah, and you said, no, Michelle, I already have multiplied with you, with the reality stars, with the volunteers, with the sponsors, with the donors. And I was like, you know what? You're right. You have multiplied, and it's going to continue multiplying. It's kind of like paying it forward. And, you know, Jillian, I have been part of this for 5 years, and I tend to seek out the people that are the newbies at the end of the events, which means it's probably Saturday or Sunday. And I pull them to the side, and I say to them, you know, this is your first year. You know, I've been coming for 5 years. I just want to ask you, what was your favorite time? And they look at me and they say, you know, going to Michelle's Place really was the nail. It really made me realize what I've been doing and trying to get people to donate and all this work I've put in and emails back and forth and all this to this moment right there. And for me, I was like, thank you. That's what I was hoping that you said. So, Jillian, I just, like I said, we all put our hats off to you. And I know that you're already kind of probably starting on next year already, even though you've not ended this year, but you're probably already starting next year, aren't you?
Well, I and we all make notes leading up to the event, like, oh, my gosh, we've got to do this next year. We've got to not do this next year. And then during the event, I'm making notes on my notebook on my phone all the time. You know, and we listen, Michelle, just in case anybody's out there listening, and also for the reality stars to know and all the participants, we do listen. And last year, the reality stars us, you know, hey, because we keep you guys on a really tight schedule, because we feel that you're here to be public and interactive with everybody, but it's a tight schedule, and we know that. So everybody says, can you give us a little more free time, which we did this year. We loosened up Friday for those that came in on Thursday, so that Friday could be sort of a low-key most of the day until ready for Michelle's place. And then also Saturday we changed so that we weren't pulling you off to a second winery again and expecting you to be there till 10 o'clock smiling and chatting to people. So we loosened it up so that after 6 o'clock, all of you, if you chose to, you could either stay and watch the Chef Showcase or go into Old Town and have a good time and visit some of the restaurants and the bars and meet some of the local people, which many, many, many of you did. So that was in response, actually, to requests from last year. Can you give us a little more free time? And also, a lot of people had said, gosh, you know, we don't see Old Town because we're rushing through it during the game. So we wanted all of you guys to come in from out of town to be able to see and enjoy Old Town. It's just a wonderful Old Town. I mean, there's just so much happening. So we do listen. We listen to feedback. We listen to people's ideas. And we do what we can. Clearly, there's an enormous amount of everything to think about. Every thought has at least 15 thoughts that run with it. But we listen and we see what we can do to make it better for everybody. And of course, I know we're not going to please everybody. I'm a Pollyanna, but I'm not that much of a Pollyanna. I know it's not going to be happy. You know, some people won't be too happy with, you know, changes or, you know, the events that we make happen. But the bottom line is always fundraising. And that's also what we listen to, is the public. We had a lot of the public last year say, you know, we love to come, but we don't want to go to two wineries. You know, we want something for our families to do. This is a family town. We want a place where families can go for a reasonable, you know, entrance fee and have fun. So that's why we did what we did. I mean, it's the autograph line, it's the characters, it's the kids' checkpoints. It was performances by groups. The videos are going to show everything as they come out, and the photos, of course. So, yeah, we listen. If anybody's out there that knows Reality Rally, has been, email me your feedback. It's Jillian with a G at realityrally.com.
I can say two things that I liked this year. Do you want my input, Jillian?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. So I liked the changing of the autograph signing. And there's people that didn't like it because they were like, I didn't have time to change or I was sweaty. But I liked it because we were able to actually finish the race. And we were able to get all the autograph people that wanted the autographs. Instead of rushing them, they got to have, like, more time with us, pictures, communication, you know. So I like that. And I also like the chef's competition.
Good. Glad to hear it, Michelle. Thank you. Yeah, and, you know,
so those are my two things that I like.
I'm so glad to hear that because, yeah, change is always hard, especially if people have been here for 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years like yourself and several of the others. But the public, the autograph line, I thought was great. People were able to go through it, and they went through it for 2.5 hours and were able to interact with all of them, chat, stop and get a picture. You know, the only thing I missed about the autograph line this year was all the red shirts. It's not quite so, ta-da, in all the pictures, which it was before.
Yeah.
You guys were in the red shirts before the game. But otherwise, I thought this was good, and I've been getting feedback from the public, too, and they did like that. Of course, it was cold. Temecula gets cold in the evening, so that was a little cold. But, yeah, thank you
well,
for that.
Well, it was a heat wave for me, Jillian. I came from, literally on the runway, 2-hour delay because of snow. So I was like, what are you people talking about? This is hot.
Yeah, it was. So, yeah, but, you know, again, it's sort of like having a baby. So you have this baby, and at the end of the labor, which is on Sunday morning now for us, it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm not having another baby.
Well, no, you're having a teenager at this point because we consider it being 5 years old, but it could have dog life. So at least it's got to be in teenage years, at least.
Oh, I know. But you
know
what?
You're already planning for 2016, aren't you? JM?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Plans are already falling into place. You know, nice a few areas I need some more key people in. I met one today. I'm meeting one, you know, tomorrow. I'm meeting another one on Friday. you know, people offer
oh
help and
gosh.
I evaluate how they are, and I think, yes, I know that person will be awesome in this position. So I meet with them and float the idea by them, and you know what I love is that they, being all of these wonderful volunteer people, they take it on, and they say, yes, I want to do this, and then they make it theirs. I mean, obviously with guidance from all of us, but it's theirs, and they have such pride in what they accomplish, and I love that. I absolutely love that.
That's one of the reasons why you are so successful, Jane, because, you know, you have taken this wonderful idea that started with you back at Ponderosa from Survivor Gabon, and you have nurtured it. You have delegated to those you trust and who want to make this succeed, who have seen Michelle's Place and seen what a wonderful charity it is, who know you and know what a wonderful person you are and who want to join you in this effort. And you are, you know, some people can't delegate, and they think they have to do everything themselves, and you thankfully know that you can't, you know, nobody could do everything for an event like as big as Reality
nope.
Rally. And
nope.
You delegate to those that you trust to get the job done, and you found wonderful, wonderful volunteers who do go out there and get the job done, who love Michelle's Place, love you, and love Reality Rally, and just make it happen each and every year, and it all just comes together so beautifully, and that's why it's such a wonderful success. And you know, it's
yeah.
such a great
well,
story
you know,
that started from you know a dream
sort of,
and
from
such a short time. I think
yeah,
it's
I
such
just,
a great story.
I love it, and every year I think, oh, good grief, you know, people say they're going to do it again. I said, oh, good Lord, why would I stop now? Why would we stop now? I would be doing everybody such a disservice if I said, all right, that's enough, because we all love doing what we do, and mainly, you know, obviously it's many, many components. It's promoting our town, our sponsors, our people, our fun, but mainly we know that we touch people by showing them the charity that they are actually doing something for. And, you know, it was this year we had a young lady, Jennifer, who came and actually was well enough to come and speak at Michelle's Place, which I truly valued
her being
there. Oh, my gosh.
She was amazing.
You know,
her story is amazing.
And you know what? She is a representative of thousands of people that are in the same boat as she is. And, you know, that's what I love is that people... We support those people out there. And also by showing, you know what I love, Michelle, is I love that us public figure people that have been on a reality show, good grief, you know, now we're these whatever people think we are, celebrities, many celebrities, public figures, whatever it is, that we all have this wonderful opportunity to make something of that in order to do something so much bigger. I mean, little old lady me from Temecula would not have had that opportunity nearly as big as I have since I was on Survivor and you on Big Brother and so many others. It's like, what an opportunity we have in our hands, and what a shame it would be if we didn't use it.
Absolutely. I call it like taking advantage of the plateau. You know,
absolutely.
You might not be at the peak, you might not be at the bottom, but if you're in the middle, you can just take, especially with social media, just when I was on Big Brother, Twitter was just kind of like a infant stage. And so how it's progressed with Instagram and Snapchat and all that, I mean, it really comes down to social media and retweeting and liking and, you know, all this different stuff. And it's just a fabulous plateau if you utilize it. A lot of us utilize what we have. You know, don't get me wrong, a lot of these followers, a lot of these people, you know, they could just be one time flyby, but there's those other people that follow you because they like you, they believe in what you believe in, they believe in the same stuff you believe in, and it's such a huge place to have word of mouth. It's like free advertisement, and we all have people that follow us, and whatever you want to call it, celebrities, whatever, A, B, whatever, it's still any type of positive word of mouth for me is great, especially when it comes to events like this, which is so dear and near to my heart. I mean, I did charity events before, and, you know, from before and after is such a huge difference of how many people I've touched and reached out to because of one post, you know.
Yeah,
so
and
it really is.
The other thing that I think of, too, is, I tried for 8 years to get on Survivor, and I really knew very little about the afterlife. I mean, all it became was a huge challenge to get on Survivor, but something was driving me. And I do believe it was some destiny that knew where I would take it. So that was the first thing. But secondly, I had no clue about how one even meets reality stars. I do remember that when I used to live on the East Coast, and I lived in Rhode Island for a few years in Connecticut with
Woo-hoo.
Them. And when I was in Rhode Island, I knew that Richard Hatch lived in Newport. And that was about all I knew about any of that. So I thought, oh, you know what? I'm going to go try and find him. I would love to meet and talk to somebody that's been on Survivor. And then I thought, oh, wait a minute, that's a little weird. That's sort of stalking or something. but this is what we offer fans, is we now offer a place where fans can go and meet many of us from different shows. And that's the other reason I have it from different shows. It's because some people don't care about Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing Race, but they love Bull Run or Bar Rescue or Mob Wives or something, you know, some other show, Capture, all these shows that we have people from. So what an opportunity that we provide, I call it like a smorgasbord of fandom for people to come and meet somebody and talk to them about what's Bar Rescue all about, how did you get on, what do you do, et cetera. So I think it's awesome. I just love what we do.
You know what's funny, Jillian? It's that, I live in Rhode Island, and, of course, I know Richard Hatch, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm such a big fan. And I actually met him at Reality Rally. And we've been friends ever since. I mean, he's come to Toys for Tots. He's done Tough Mudder with me and stuff. So it took me to go to Reality Rally to fulfill one of my dreams. Thank you, Jillian.
And that is also, I'm talking about what I call the ripples of Reality Rally. I'd like everybody out there to know that I have a wonderful blogger. She goes by Blogger Gal, and she's in the middle of the country somewhere. Sorry, Carolina, I can't think what you're in, Oklahoma or somewhere. Sorry, can't remember. But she does the blogging for us, and I feed her the information. I send her stuff. I send her testimonials. I give her the ideas. I say, hey, can you do something with this? And she blogs beautifully, and they're on our website. So, first of all, I'd like people to read the blogs. All you have to do is go to realityrally.com, click on blog, reality blog, reality rally blog, and read these stories that come out of Reality Rally. And then if anybody's listening that has a story for me about what, doing charity events, our charity event, what the charity means to them, what the event meant to them in any regard, please email me again, jillian@realityrally.com, and send me your story. We love ripple stories to blog. Thank you, Caroline, for all the wonderful blogging you do. You don't change, she doesn't change the content of what the person gives us, but she adds to it and enhances the blog.
Well, thank you, Jillian, so much for allowing us to know where the money and what everybody does for Reality Rally. Because I know a lot of people, maybe they could be first-time donors, they want to know what happens with the money and where it goes. And we welcome you back on Manic Monday anytime. And we, like I said, once again, thank you so much for everything that you've done. We know that you're already in on it, 2016 Reality Rally. So as soon as you get some things tied up, you let us know. We'll start promoting it.
Okay. One other last thing, if you give me one more minute, thank you.
Absolutely. I'll give you 2 minutes, girl. I mean, come on.
Thank you.
You're Jillian. Are you kidding me?
People always say, well, what did you make? You know, they ask me that day sort of thing. What did you make? And they ask me every day that they see me. But first of all, what I tell them is we make a difference and we make an impact. But as far as financials and other things that come out of it, I don't do any of the financials until the end of April because our fundraising pages are still open. So people can still donate to make that difference if they choose to. Then I do all the financials and then I have numbers. I'm still paying some bills. I was paying some bills today. So some of that still has to be done. And then I also pull together stats I pulled together stats about where people came from, you know, where volunteers came from, where reality stars came from, and I pull all those stats together and where the donations came from. And then I send out a thank you to everybody, because I send out donations, thank yous to the donors about every 6 weeks, depending on how totally consumed my life is. But there will be one coming out next week for donors for donating. There are hundreds of charities people could choose to donate to, but they don't. They donate, well, they may do it to others as well, but they do donate for us, to us, through us, to Michelle's Place. And I totally value that, and I personally send out the thank yous. I don't have somebody do it for me. If somebody took the time to sit down and drop in a donation, I take the time. But people who donate anonymously, unfortunately, can't get that thank you from me because I have no way of knowing who they were because there's no email.
Well, they're getting it right now, Jillian. Thank you for all those unanimous, anonymous, all those people have donated family-wise with just the name. Thank you very much. Right, Jillian?
Thank you. Absolutely. So thank you, Michelle. So I appreciate every time you give us time. And thank you, Sherry. And thank you, Paul. And thank you, everybody who's listening.
Well, I'm crossing my fingers, hoping I get that 2016 invite. Woohoo!
You're on the right list. You're on the right list. You'll be getting
Yay!
It.
Well, thank you again, Jillian. And you know what? I was just thinking about this. I would love to see you back on Survivor. I don't know. Let's start a petition, Jillian back on Survivor, because her and another Ponderosa, which hopefully you make it to the end and win, you'd come up with another crazy idea of just helping out somebody. So
actually,
I got my vote for you.
You know what I really want to get on is Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, I thought you were
going
to say Big Brother. I was like, call me. I'll give you some advice.
Oh, no, I don't know about Big Brother. Celebrity Apprentice, where I'm tasked with doing something.
That would be awesome,
know.
Jillian.
Yep, I would love
you would
to
be so good.
That.
All right, we'll start
anyway.
The petition now. Jillian for Celebrity Apprentice. You guys get the hashtag going. Social
okay.
media, let's see what you got. But Jillian, thank you so much from all of us here, from myself, Cherry and Paul, from Manic Monday, from Rad Reality Show. Thank you again for everything. And you call me whenever you need to come back and just talk about whatever you want, because we're here to hear you. We love listening from you. You just really are an amazing person.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody over there. I really appreciate it.
Well, you have a great night, okay?
Thank you. All righty. Bye.
Bye.
Take care, hon.
And I just want to say, she said that the donation is still going on till the end of April. And I just want to let you know that a lot of you listeners that are friends with me or listen to Man of Money have donated after the fact. So thank you very much. All right.
I just adore her.
Oh.
She is so special.
This was a true statement. I said to her, can I just multiply you by a million? And she goes, I was. It's called the volunteers, the sponsors, you, all the donated. I was like, oh, my God, she's so awesome.
She is so special. What an angel on this earth. But would you have your second guest on the switchboard?
You know what? I adore. I'm excited because this is kind of like a secret a little bit because we weren't 100% sure. But oh my gosh, let's bring. We can disclose that it's a her up.
Let's do this. Thank you so much for calling
in,
Pam. Yes, you are. Thank you, Pam. You're on with Michelle Costa.
Hi, lady. How are you?
Hello, my Pam. Everybody, this is the beautiful, fabulous. Oh, my God. You know what? She is, like, probably the funniest person I met. From The Biggest Loser, Pam, welcome to Manic Monday. How are you?
I am good. I just heard you wrapping up with Miss Jillian, and I'm all for starting that social media. Let's get Jillian on Celebrity Apprentice. Is she not, like, amazing? The amount of work she does for Michelle's Place is absolutely, I am in awe of her. She never stops. She's a machine. And she's always like the nicest person on the face of the earth. So let's do it. Let's get Jillian on Celebrity Apprentice.
Let's do it. You guys heard it from Pam. Let's get this started. But you're probably wondering, like, okay, what's Pam talking about Reality Rally for and Jillian and all that good stuff? It's because Pam went to Reality Rally. And Pam, this is your second or third year?
It's my second year. My second year at Reality Rally. And an amazing event. I hope I'm there every year. I mean, nothing to you know, raise money for an amazing family and an amazing place, Michelle's place. But it's great to connect with you guys as well. I mean, it's a chance like I hadn't would have never met you outside of Reality Rally, and it just kind of gives us a great chance to meet other people in the reality industry, and it's just, it's all good fun, and it's all for a great cause. So, yeah, I plan on being there every year that they'll have me.
Oh, of course they're going to have you. I mean, you are just awesome. I mean, I want to talk about you, but I just want to talk a couple more things about Reality Rally.
Sure, absolutely.
What is your favorite part about Reality Rally? You know, there's a lot of events. There's a lot of things that happen.
Yes.
We want to know what your favorite time was when you were there.
I actually love the race itself, although unfortunately both years I've had this injury, and so like halfway through the race I want to die, you know, and I'm like limping myself through. You know, everybody working together, and you see something by, and it's great how the town of Temecula comes together and comes up with, you know, all of these checkpoints for us, and we get to do something different at every checkpoint. I mean, I've never done anything like this, and it's just, I mean, it's great doing the autograph session, meeting people, you know, it's wonderful going to the winery and being able to talk to people one-on-one, but I think the race itself is really is kind of the highlight of the weekend and the most fun.
Now, did you get joined with a sponsor team? Did you get, like, a team of reality stars? What was your...
I was a team of reality stars, and I had Corey from Cupcake Wars, who's fabulous. This is the second year I was paired with her. She's amazing. And we ended up getting, because this year they had kids, MasterChef Junior, I believe, and I had Dare You. I Dare You, the Bow Girl. And at first, can I tell you, I have
and
a
Troy.
Bogler.
And Troy,
well,
right?
I had Troy's sister, and she was, so I had the two girls, and they were great. But I have the worst mouth in the world, and I was like, I can't believe they're effing putting me with 14-year-olds. I was like, are they insane? I'm like the worst person to put with kids. But I have to tell you at one point, I hope Dara's mom is never listening to this. At one point, Dara drops the F-bomb, and I looked at her, and I was like, wow. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, are you shocked? I'm like, a little bit. I've been holding back all day. And she's like, please don't. She's like, curse away. So at that point, I was like, oh, these kids are fabulous. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine with them. So they were a lot of fun, and it was crazy. They got really competitive. Like, after a while, Corey and I were like, oh, my God, we can't keep up with the kids. Like, they were just like, come on, let's go, old ladies. I mean, they were, like, screaming at us, but, I mean, in good fun. But, yeah, so it ended up being when I first saw the team, I was like, uh-oh. Like, these kids are going to, you know, they're going to have no time for me. But it ended up being a great foursome. We had a lot of fun. It was a perfect team. So it was a great day. It's a long day, but a great day.
Yes, it definitely is. I mean, it's one of those things that you put everything kind of in a few days with the experience. And then, you know, going to Michelle's place, Pam, how many boxes of Kleenex did you go through?
And I should say that is actually truly my favorite part of the weekend, going to Michelle's place. The Watson family are absolutely amazing. Kim, the manager of Michelle's place, is amazing. And then we got to meet Jennifer, who's fighting cancer right now in Michelle's place. I mean, I sob every time I'm there. But, you know, because I haven't been afflicted with breast cancer, like, I never realized that there, you know, when Michelle was actually diagnosed with cancer, there was nowhere for her to go to get this information. And I just think it's so important because I think, unfortunately, we are all touched by it more and more. I mean, I have two girlfriends going through it right now, and it's just so important that they have a place, you know, for not just for them, but for their family to go and feel support and to be able to find out about those. I mean, I love that they have a wig room. You know, I love that, you know, they have, you know, prosthetics. I mean, these are things that you just don't think about that are really important.
I love that they have family education. They help the family out because people tend to forget.
Yes.
The family is going through it too.
Right. I mean, everybody's so busy focusing on, you know, the person that has the cancer, but you forget that there's a spouse and there are children that are just as equally terrified going through it. And it's nice that they can be there as a family together. So, I mean, I can't say enough great things about, you know, the family and Michelle's place. I mean, I would love to see Michelle places throughout the whole country. I mean,
so I left there and I was like, you know, this that was my fifth year going, and I'm like, I want to, like, the fact that they said that there wasn't that many in Southern California, that
right.
people go there from L.A. and stuff, and I'm like,
right.
how can I make it Michelle's place where I live? Like, I know it would be so hard, but I'm like, I want something near where I live like this.
Yes. Yes,
right?
I agree. I know. I mean, like, I'm, you know, look, I live in New York City. I'm sure there's plenty, but I've never heard of a Michelle's Place, the hominess, the, you know, like, I want a Michelle's Place in New York as well, you know? I mean, it would be great if we could get, you know, Michelle's Places nationwide, because I think it's not just, you know, the information you're getting. It's the loving support from the staff. It's the feeling of home. It's the feeling of community that I think, while I'm sure there are tons of services in New York City, you know, for people going through this, are they as loving and warm as you get from that feeling from Michelle's Place?
Yeah. It gets really deep. I mean, like I said,
it does.
You know, you made a point that you said, you know, you really haven't been impacted by it. But when you kind of leave there, right,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of
yeah.
maybe can give advice to your friends that are going through it now, maybe
right.
something, just a one little thing that you didn't know about that you could be like, oh, my God, did you know this? Oh, my God, did you know
right.
that?
Absolutely.
You know, and you feel a little bit more informative of something that, even though it's so known, you're still ignorant to it because you don't know
Absolutely.
All the different aspects of it.
Well, look, and Michelle, we were given the wonderful gift of being able to be in a reality show and to be able to use that to give back to something as amazing as Michelle's Place. You know, we're very lucky to be able to do that, you know, and I'm just honored to be a part
yeah.
of it. I really am.
Yeah,
I know it
well,
sounds
let's
like an
talk a little bit about
speech,
that.
But I mean it.
No, but let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, you know, the listeners here on Manic Monday, we're huge fans, and you were on before, right? This is your second time on Manic Monday,
no.
am I correct?
No, this is my first time. This is my virgin run, Michelle.
Oh,
no,
my God, you
pop
in the cherry, B.
Baby,
pop
this
in
the
that
first
cherry.
Time.
Oh,
no,
my goodness.
We tried to work it out once before, but it didn't work out, but yes. And can I tell you, I'm on a business trip, and they gave me a bottle of wine at 4 o'clock today, and I've been holding off all night so that I wouldn't sound like a babbling idiot on your show. But I'm about to pour myself a glass, if you don't mind.
Well, you are
here's
with
what
the Portuguese princess of wine.
We get to welcome
it.
You.
I've got to become here for the show. Yes.
Pour a glass
yes.
right out. I mean, I'll pour one with you. My glass is getting empty as we speak.
Oh, my God. I'll be on
and
every Monday
to
if
welcome
we can do
you.
Cheers. Tim, that was your cherry popping applause.
And here's my first sip. Ready? Okay. Now.
All right. Well,
now
we are
I'm
now,
ready.
We're now in the zone. Now,
can
you... Okay, go ahead with the question. Let's go from the chat room. Is this from the chat room, Cherry?
No, I thought Pam had a question.
Oh, Pam, you have a question?
No, I just wanted to make sure
okay.
I could drink.
Okay.
Oh, no,
that
yes.
Was my question.
Have a sip.
You can have a glass of wine.
Absolutely, you can have a glass
yeah.
of wine. And the wrong person
Absolutely.
To ask is me because I'm always going to say yes. Now, can you let the listeners know you won the Biggest
yes.
Loser Girl? And let me tell you, by the way, you were looking pretty hot. I'll be honest with you.
It was crazy. I was on season 14. They just wrapped up 16, so I was on two seasons ago. I was on the season that Jillian decided to come back after her hiatus of getting married and having babies. And it is, you know, you look on the TV and you're like, oh, that's rough. You have no idea. It is so much rougher. Like the very first workout, I think it was 3.5 hours. And you're talking people who, you know, the starting weight for the girls was 237, and the ending weight for the guys, I think, was 440 pounds. So that was the only workout where we actually had ambulances on site because they knew it was just going to be horrific. So that was our first taste of the ranch. And I remember Jackson, who was also at a reality rally with me. Oh, my God. How can you not? Jackson is, like, the
Jackson,
best person.
Jackson, shout out.
Oh,
we love you.
Shout out.
Wait, Pam, before you can do sorry, were you there when I fell in the pool?
Oh, I think I just left when you fell in the pool.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Continue.
No,
I know Jackson was there.
Is there more to
I thought
pool?
You were there.
Like, what is here? I was at the pool, but I think I just missed you.
Oh, you missed. Did you catch me
there,
coming out of the pool?
What am I missing about this pool, Michelle? Tell me.
I fell in the pool with all my clothes on.
That's not a bad thing. It was,
no,
it was
like, where they thought I broke my, like, co-cox, which is your ass bone.
Oh, no. No.
But I didn't.
Oh, you,
yes.
You fell.
Really
hard. Fell in the pool. Oh,
hardcore. And I was doing a fake move where I was pretending like I was jumping in the pool, and then I jumped on the staff, and I fell down right into the pool. All right, classic moment.
I
okay, let's continue on.
That.
Yeah,
no,
no, if you were there, I would have remembered you laughing and
and I'm sorry, I would have. I'm apologize. I would have absolutely laughed.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, you were on with Jackson. So were you guys like enemies,
Jackson,
or were you guys friends?
No. Jackson and I became very close right away. In fact, after that first workout, the two of us locked ourselves in my bathroom because that was the only place where, you know, you weren't really mic'd up. And we just cried like two babies. Like, we could do this at home. We should go home now. I mean, it was just terrifying. But
oh, my gosh.
You know,
that's really deep.
I know. Oh, it was crazy. But at the end of the day, I mean, look, it was hard. But, you know, it pushed us in ways we never thought imaginable. And I just think overall it just makes you better, you know. Look, is it easy? Did I get off the show and I was like, oh, I just lost 71 pounds. Everything's great. No. You know, you start to gain it back. You have to learn, you know, you're not working out 6 hours a day. You don't have a personal trainer. You're not, you know, eating no carbs. You know, you're not drinking wine, you know. So you have to find the balance. I think if there's anything negative about the show, it's just that I think, like, I didn't have enough time to figure out why I still to this day choose to overeat. I mean, it's still a battle. I mean, you just don't come off the show and you're like, I'm fit. You know, you're not.
Do you feel like they should continue, like, maybe with, like, a little guidance afterwards? Like,
you know, I think aftercare would be a great idea. I think a lot of contestants would really appreciate that. I think a lot of times when we get off the show and we start to gain weight back, we think we're the only ones, and we beat ourselves up so badly without realizing, hey, you know what? There's, you know, 13 other seasons before me that everybody went through the same thing. I think that would be helpful because, you know, you get off the show and you think, okay, I got this now. You know, and you're living in kind of a bubble, so you really don't. You know, I mean, the show certainly showed me, like, I could become a runner. I did the New York City Marathon after I did the show. I mean, you do things you never thought, you know, at 45 years old I would ever do. But, you know, it also doesn't fix the emotional part of, you know, why was I this way to begin with? So it's still a journey, and I still struggle with it. But, you know, would I do it again? Absolutely. I mean, again, look, to wrap it all up again to Michelle's place, I was given the gift of being able to do things like this that I would have never been able to do had I not gone on the show.
Absolutely. And
there's my
also
feeling.
Knowing, like you said, knowing that you can do a marathon, you can do this,
right,
and never thought you could do it before, it still allows you mentally wise to say, even though I might have drank a glass of wine, I know
right.
that I can still get back to where I was.
Right.
You know, it's easy when you have those
right.
trainers and those people, like, you know, but it's when you go home and if you can
right.
adapt. And sometimes it's like a different kind of adaption. I mean, with every situation, you could have family that helps. You could have family that doesn't. So you have to, like,
right.
learn the balance. And that, I think, is the struggle. It's more learning the balance when you get home with the life that you have that surrounds you. Everybody has a different kind of life.
Well, and I think the people that are lucky enough when they come off the show to go into the fitness industry, they're the ones that have the most success at keeping it off. You know, people that leave and become, you know, like Jackson is the general manager of Planet Fitness in Salt Lake City now. You know, that's his life. His world revolves around the fitness, which is great. You know, unfortunately, I work in insurance. Hello. You know, I mean, it's like, I think that the lucky ones are the ones that get to work. But you know what? You find ways to fit it into your life. And if you want it to be important and you're tired of excuses, you'll find a way. You know, and there's always a way.
So if there's somebody out there listening, Pam, if there's somebody out there listening right now and they're like, you know, I've heard all of it, I've, you know, tried it, is there anything, maybe something that triggered you and said, you know, I wish somebody said this to me, or some kind of inspiring words that you can let somebody out there know to keep moving on the right front, even if they're not losing what they want to, or they're, you know, they don't want to cut out the wine, but maybe they could do something, just some inspirational words so that they know that they're not alone. I think it's more like they want to feel like they're not alone, you know?
Right. Well, and I'll tell you, while I was on the show, Jody and I clashed quite a bit, but I will tell you, the one thing that she gave me that has probably given me the most impact through all of this is she said, it's much harder to live with failure. She said, when you start a race and you don't finish, that will haunt you the rest of your life. It's easier just to finish that race and live with the triumph. So I just keep remembering, it's much harder to live with failure. You know, and if you can just get through the difficult time right now, at the other end, it's so much more rewarding. You know, and you're going to want to quit. Don't. You know, it's just like a mantra. You have to, you know, when I would start running and I'd be like, oh, I'm tired, you know, when I would push myself on these long training runs for the marathon, all I would keep saying to myself is, you're going to want to quit. Don't. You're going to want to quit. Don't. You're going to want to quit. Don't. You know, I think it's just realizing that you're not happy living the way you are. And
yeah,
it's just
so euphoric, you guys, to finish.
Yeah, and you get
no matter if
it,
it's a 10-minute race or if it's a marathon, if it's a full marathon. You guys, I was a runner. I've been a runner. And I'll tell you what, there were so many times that said, oh, my God, I can't finish this. When I finish it, my body collapses. It's the best feeling in the world.
Absolutely.
Isn't it, Pam?
You know, absolutely. Look, it took me – I ran the New York City Marathon injured like an idiot. It took me 7 hours and 6 minutes to cross that finish line. And it was horrible the whole time. But you know what? I finished. You know, and I
think
prior to the show, I would have quit and I would have made an excuse. And that just beats you down more and more and you get stuck in this cycle. And it just comes to a point when you just have to be like, you know, you're going to want to give up. Don't. You know, and it's not that easy, but it can be that easy. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Just,
I mean, it's easy to say,
your
I can't
thinking.
Do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's what Jillian said. It's so, you know, it's so much harder to live with your failures. You know,
and,
with your,
and
the success.
And people, it's hard for people to come out of their comfort zone, and sometimes they don't want to fail. But it's better to try and fail than to never try and never know.
Well, and here's another Jillian quote. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. She's got a lot of really good one-liners she throws at you when you're puking and crying. You know,
but I can't see you getting snippy with anybody. I don't know what they're talking about. It might be that New Yorker in you, girl. You know what I'm talking about? Forget about
it. That crazy New Yorker. But, so look, it's not hard. And I'm still struggling, you know, and I think that this is a lifelong journey. I think the other problem, too, Michelle, is especially as women, I don't think we're ever happy with our body.
No. There's always somebody putting a standard
always,
up above what you've reached.
Yes. I think we're always comparing ourselves to other women, and we're never thin enough, and we're never toned enough, and we're never, you know, and even on The Biggest Loser, look, I lost 71 pounds. I was down to 166 pounds, and I felt fat. You know, like there's something wrong with the way we
But think. But then, Pam, the girl who wins, say, for instance, is really skinny, and they're like, she's way too skinny. It's like, hello, it's like you never can win,
I know. I think that's the problem with society. I mean, I love that these plus-size models are kind of making it big now.
Yeah.
I mean, excuse the pun there. But, you know, I mean, it's nice to see, you know, non-anorexic-looking women. And I just think we as women just...
They banned it in Europe. You have to be a certain weight in order to get on the runway.
Yes.
I know. And if you don't, you're not allowed on. And that's because models have died because they're too skinny. I'm sorry, but if I was a fashion designer, I don't want a, like, you know, a stick wearing my outfit. I want something to show my outfit, you know. That's why I'm glad to see that they've regulated, you know, the fact that too skinny is not sexy. You got to have a little bit, you know. You got to.
If you ask guys, guys don't like too skinny either. We're the crazy ones that think too skinny looks good. If you talk to most guys, they're like a girl with a little meat on her. You know, we're the ones like, oh, my God, I want to be a size zero. I know for a fact my man does not want me to be a size zero. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's the whole culture. We just need, you know, we just need to change our thinking and really learn to love and appreciate our bodies the way they are. And I think it's the hardest thing. I think we women are really good at beating ourselves up.
Absolutely. I think that it, even if we go to the best of our body, it's still not good. Mm. We have to just be comfortable with it. And I think that they have to realize a kind of balance. And it's one of those things I don't think it's really going to ever be set in stone because of the way society is.
Right,
I agree. We just got to kind of deal with what's best for us.
Mm-hmm.
And what your living is, and it is an everyday battle, but also in the same time, Pam, it's people like you that have gone through the struggles, have gone through the battles, that share your stories, and, you know, people wonder, you know, where's their voice, or they send a tweet here and there, but you know how important your tweet is in saying, hey, good morning, today I'm going to be a little healthier by doing this. It's very powerful, so you keep doing what you're doing because that's motivating people, and you motivate me every time I talk to you. I know that.
Ah, Michelle, thank you so much, and thanks so much for bringing me on tonight. I mean, this is quite an honor to be here. And look, I only had two sips of my wine. See how good I look?
You are very good, and I'm very, I would say, happy, but in deep down inside, I wish you had taken that third sip. No, I'm just kidding. Take it right out. Take it right now. Let's get it out.
Wait, here we go. Okay, you have to take
it right. Okay. Well, Pam, I personally want to say, I know you've come on to talk about Reality Rally, but I would love to actually have you come back so that we can maybe get to know a little bit more of what's going on with you and what you're doing and if you have any future plans. And if you ever want to come back and talk about that, we'd love to have you back.
I would love it, Michelle. I would love to be back, and I appreciate. And thanks to all the listeners that stuck it out and listened to me. And, yes, I will be back anytime you want me.
And I just want to say that it's a pleasure meeting you for the second time and being able to hang out with you. It's kind of like one of those things, like, we don't get to really hang out as much as we want, but when we see each other, me and her, actually, every time we saw each other, I think we held each other's hands and screamed.
No, it's like the minute I see you, it's like we never left. And I feel like we've known each other forever. Like, we just had that. Yeah, no, it's a great, and that's what I said, like, you know, I may only get to see you once a year, but man, it is a hell of a lot of fun when I do.
It really is. And thank you so much for doing Reality Rally. And thank you for coming on. And like I said, come back anytime and hope you have a great night.
I would love it. Thanks a lot, Michelle. Take
care,
honey.
Enjoy Washington, D.C., babe.
I will, hon. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
I love listening to inspirational stories. Don't you, Cherry and Paul? Like,
absolutely.
Especially when it comes to health-wise, you know, and how many people that listen to our show struggle with weight or eating or just different types of subjects that we always talk about. And to listen to somebody like Pam that experienced it and then still struggles after, you know, it's pretty, for me, I just feel like you can connect more with people like that. Right, Terry?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I know it's the end of our show. I just want to say real quick, I'm not going to be able to be on next week. I have a charity event that I do every year for my Portuguese Social Club. But I will tell you this, people. I'm sure Cherry and Paul will be on next week. We'll be talking maybe before the Canada 3. I don't know if Cherry's going to be involved because if Cherry's like me, I got lost in the cycle. I got lost. But I can tell you guys this. Exciting news. The following Monday, if I get this date wrong, I'm sorry. I think it's May 11th, which will be next Monday following the next of the 4th.
we will have on. Are you guys ready for this? Are you ready, Cherry and Paul? Drum roll. Christine from Big Brother 16. She will be on. And also Chef Dan from Hell's Kitchen. He will be on the first segment. Christine will be on the second segment. They're excited to come on and talk to you guys. This has been something in the works between the both of them. You guys have got to understand that I've had the shows for the past 4 weeks planned, and between travel and different type of stuff, things have got mixed up, things regulated. So we have Christine from BB16 and the Hell's Kitchen Chef Dan Ryan. He will be on. So I'll miss you guys next week. I miss you guys already, and I haven't even left you. But it's going to... a good thing, because I got to raise money for my Portuguese social club.
Well, we understand. We know you do that every year. And
it's the one with the golf course where I do the golf thing, and then I go to a raffle dinner, and it's kind of like you're at a meat raffle, you know. So it's one of those things. So it's continuous all day long, and...
We don't mind sharing you in the name of charity.
Yeah.
But we do miss you when you're gone.
Oh, I miss you guys. But thank you guys all for listening to Manic Monday. Thank you, Cherry and Paul. Paul has been quiet since Cherry ripped him apart. You really didn't. But I'm just saying. Paul, are you there? Can you say hi to everybody?
Hello.
Hi, Paul. How's everything up in Minnesota? How's the weather doing up there?
Beautiful.
Oh, good. The tides are turning, people. The weather's getting better. So I will miss you guys next week, but thank you so much, Cherry and Paul, and thank you to our guests again. Pam, who she will definitely come back on. I hope you guys enjoyed her. She is just a bell of laughs.
She sounds
like
a blast.
Oh, my God. I mean, when I tell you, oh, she is so awesome. And I plan on getting Jackson on as well. So maybe we can do a tag team, Biggest Loser tag team.
Yeah.
And thank you again, Jillian Larson. Fabulous in everything you do. So I guess that's it for
another
the night.
Another epic Manic Monday.
Epicness. I love you, Cherry and Paul, so much. And I love you, everybody. And I love you, chat room, and everybody who couldn't make it tonight, but maybe we'll listen during their break at work tomorrow. Don't tell. We won't. Wow.
Thank you, Michelle. I want to remind everybody to please join us on Thursday night for our Mike on the Mic show, where we talk about Survivor Worlds Apart, and he's going to have a big guest on this week as well. We're going to have Lex Vandenberg, and that's going to be an amazing show as well. We haven't had Lex on before, so can't wait for that. And that show is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, so make sure you're here for that one. We're going to wrap up tonight's show, as we always do, with a clip of Ron, our founder. Thank you so much, Michelle, for bringing on the wonderful guests that you bring on. We're going to miss you next week, but we can't wait for the following week with Christine and Dan. We'll get to hear all about your charity event, which I'm sure is going to be fun, and you'll get to raise all kinds of money for a wonderful charity. So,
and we're raising
thank you so much again
for kids. Yeah.
Aw, that's wonderful. So today was awesome. It was great to hear from Jillian again and to hear from Pam from Biggest Loser.
We just popped her cherry. We popped that cherry. Yeah.
I know.
No pun intended, cherry pie.
Well, you have a great week. We're going to miss you next week, but I can't
love
wait
you
for the following show. Love you too, babe. Here's Ryan to close our show. Take care, everybody. Have a great week this week. God bless.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Where you can
bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Good night. Paul, say good night.
Good night, all.